Hello. Today is the, let's see, it's at least a Wednesday today. It must be the 4th of June 2008. And according to the Solkin, it is, let's see, it must be reflection of storm, Kaok, 7 Kaok, reflection of love to your enemies and hard lessons. So tomorrow on Thursday will be justice of divine guidance and the end of the first Ueno after the midpoint of the fifth night. Anyway, according to the Mayan calendar, by the way, we are currently in 1943, which is it's a dry and warm here in Sweden. It's hot here in June. In May, we had decimeters of snow. First we had a warm period and then we got decimeters of snow. And then we had this warm period again. Above me in the sky, I saw a clear chemtrail when I went out today, which means a linear cloud that is quite broad, but still over the whole sky, basically. Clear chemtrail, I watched, just looking up into the dimly lit clear blue sky. But otherwise, we don't have that many chemtrails. You know, I watched two planes doing these condensation or chemtrails a couple of days ago. But they went away, kind of. They weren't, didn't expand into these massive chemtrails. We don't have checkerboards generally in Sweden where I live. We have linear stuff generally. And we have a drought going on in southern Sweden. It's forbidden to make a fire in most of, you know, southern Sweden, and there have been raging forest fires in southern Sweden, and there is a Swedish newspaper in English available. It's called Local. I don't know the address, but it's called Local, at least. But today, it's the kind of warmth that where you don't even want to have your... You want not only to have your doors closed, you also want to have your windows down. Because otherwise the apartments get heated up too much. You know, that kind of warmth. And people... Yeah, it's hot. And still I'm living in a country where we get 30 minus degrees Celsius in the winter, especially during the nights. Sweden is also a country where we have mosquitoes. Now we have mosquitoes, so you can't really sleep outside easily. There's another problem in Sweden. We have something called, I don't know, in Sweden we call them knots, or K-N-O-T-S. K-N-O-T-T-S, I think it is. And these are small mosquitoes, so small that they go through any mosquito net, any out there. And in fact, they tend to bury themselves in your hair, so you can't even get rid of them. And then we have something called the extremely small of these, called svidknott in Swedish. They are, it's not like mosquitoes, it's much, much worse. Because you can't protect yourself with a mosquito net. They are only around really in the evenings and nights, and they haven't come yet. They come in the middle of the summer, or well, a couple of weeks from now or so they start to come, and they can't survive inside, which mosquitoes can. So you don't have a problem with them inside. I think it's the dryness of the air that kills them. They immediately die inside. I don't know why. But they do survive well outside. And they're much, much worse than mosquitoes, because mosquitoes you can see. So when you have these biting you on your eyelids and inside your nose and in your below your hair, inside your hair, and everywhere, because they go everywhere. So I'm a bit amazed with people who can survive in this climate, in the wildlife, but I did have a grandfather, and I remember him when he was, I was helping him to sharpen his tools. We did that, and he told us some stories, and he had these mosquitoes sitting, eating on him all the time, and he never took them away. He just let them sit there and eat. And I guess that's the mentality you get if you live in the wilderness. But I guess you lose some blood, because there are loads of them. So I guess you need some good food then to build up your body in that kind of situation. But anyway, no one is living that kind of life nowadays. When my grandfather was young, or was in my age, there were no laws, around, and they could go up into the forest, into some building that they had set up there, and they could put a net in the lake, and they got so much fish, It was so much fish. And there were all kinds of fish there by then. Natural salmon and, now it's all implanted. We had this sour rain from the Ruhr area, from the Netherlands, killing some of the fish. And then they started to implant stuff, because that's the only way to get them to survive nowadays. We're not living in the kind of nature that existed 100 years ago. But apart from that, there are heavy fines on trying to live in that nature. Wildlife is protected. by people who I believe don't really care about nature at all. They just care about control and making sure that no one can survive outside of their system. Which is the real reason behind the wildlife fund and all of this. It has nothing to do with protecting the wildlife. It has everything to do with making sure that animals have the same rights as human beings, so that in that way they can control the human race. It's part of the dumbing down of the human race into slavery. And really, when you start to grasp the real truth about the world, that we're living in a slavery system, because we are. We're living in an Old Testament slavery system based on money, where those who are in debt are slaves today. And that does not only apply to individuals, it applies to nations as well. And today you can, as an individual, get out of debt when you die, but not as a nation. As a nation, well, when the generation dies, the children takes over the debt as citizens of the nation. And all nations are debt-based to make sure that they are slaves under the one master, which is just like the one ring that binds them all. It is the financial system that is the master. Those who give the loans, obviously. Because that's the one rule that everyone follows in this world, is the rule of the financial system. To accept these ideas about that you have to pay money if you owe money, and so on. These basic ideas are the basis of the whole world. Everyone. I believe even the indigenous people have been forced to understand these rules. Most of them. There might be a few who are outside of this, but they are treated like monkeys anyway. So they won't get any rights unless they become wage slaves in the system, because there is only one ruler in the system, and it is not a politician you know or something like that. It is basically the monetary system itself that runs, and those who make this money, the banking families of the world, they have made a plan, an agenda, to for once and all make sure that they can never be defeated, which is possible today, thanks to science and technology. It would never have been possible 1,000 years ago, because without science and technology, you cannot control great amounts of people. You need a lot of people to control people if you don't have science. And those people have to be fed and given privileges to stay in the system as slave masters. So how do you control people without this giant bureaucracy? The only way is through technology, which would be possible with brain chips and with the current technology of RFIDs and so on. And the monetary system itself is based on technology today, where most currency is e-currency. It's electronic currency, who doesn't even exist in terms of notes. So this is the system that they will stick to, whatever it takes, I believe. However, when they do bring about change, they need some. They use the class war to bring about that change. And that's why it's useful to have socialism at the bottom, and you can use these people who then believe in you, are devoted to you because you let them out of the slavery system. On the but these people have to be used for promoting an agenda, which they can be because they are totally dependent upon you, because they still need your funding to survive. Your state your compensation, or whatever you give them, subsidies or whatever it is, the money you give them, because they're in your socialistic system. And so you can use them as an army, as a mob, to bring about change. And this is happening today with the New Age movement, the Earth Worship movement. There are some of these religions out there who are completely anti-elitistic. They are very down to earth, and they are suitable for the socialized masses. And then there are other types of New Age Earth Worship religions, which I talk to people who believe in. And these are totally elitistic. But they like them because they have always sucked up to the powers above them, and they always will, so they stick to those. And we always have people who can be used as to bring in an agenda. And in this case, we have the Mexicans that are pouring into the United States to create this racist war, which really, obviously, is not. It's just a way to bring down America, and it's nothing that these Mexicans are to blame for. They are manipulated and used. They are given loans by the bankers easily in America, loans that they will never be able to pay. And they're used. They end up on, some of them end up obviously on compensation, some kind of compensation from the state. But in the end, they're used too. And because they become the cannon fodder who in this war, in this racist war of America, they become the cannon fodder who will be blamed for the fall of America, because America is falling into the rest of the world as just another nations. And this can be done. The fall of America, there is no need for detention camps. There is no need for another Osama bin Laden, another terrorist attack. All that is needed is inflation, increased petrol prices, and food prices. And you don't really need. You see, America has very cheap prices. You only have to raise the prices to the level of Europe, and that would be enough to double the costs of living, or more, even triple the cost of living for those living in America. And that's the end of. And then you pull in here in Sweden. If you own a farm, or if you're, there are laws, you know, you're not allowed to have more than one pig per household if you live in the rural area. You're only allowed to slaughter one pig per year. That's a rule. So if you have two pigs, you need to get it to a slaughterhouse. It becomes very expensive if it's just one pig you want to slaughter, you know. There are laws for everything in Sweden. And there are inspectors, they are called. I know personally some who I have talked to, working with inspecting people. It's enough that you just have a restaurant and sell stuff, you know, sell food. And you need to have your washing tub. There was a guy who was selling, he had a kiosk selling candy. And he also sold sandwiches. And he didn't have, he had a kitchen, I think, but he needed to have a washing tub in the kitchen. He needed to have a separate place where he washed his hands, you know. You can't wash them in the same place as you make the sandwiches in. These are rules. And these are from, I think they are written from the United Nations, but at least they are from the European Union. And that's enough to take away his rights to sell sandwiches, because he doesn't have the money to put in an extra washing tub in his kitchen for washing his hands. It's not, you know, he already has a place where water comes and where he, you know, but that's not enough. You have to have two places, and there are loads of rules like this. If you have a fridge. And there's an area above the fridge where particles could start. You have to have hygienic. It has to be hygienic everything. So even the way that the place is built has to be built in a specific way to guarantee an hygienic environment. And so it's not enough that they say, well, I'm going to clean it there. No, that's not enough. We have rules here, and you have to follow them. Or you lose your rights to have a restaurant. And some people, all these small businesses, small restaurants, they're completely, you know, out of business because of these rules, obviously. And there's another woman, she refused to follow the rules. She was selling sausages in a kiosk, in a movable kiosk, and there were something there that weren't according to all of these rules, which are not necessary. I mean, these are rules which have not been used for the last 100 years before that, and no one got sick then. Not more than in any other place. But now they have these rules, you know. So they have to be followed. And she got... They simply send it to a court, you know. That's what happens if you go on selling without permission. You end up in a courtroom where you have to pay fines, you know, and get a lawyer. That's what happens. It's as simple as that. And you can't complain about this to anyone because they are the official inspectors of the system, which is quite new. I believe it's Agenda 21, basically. We have loads of laws. So it's much more difficult nowadays to be an entrepreneur, a small entrepreneur in Sweden, due to the European Union. I don't think all of these laws are implemented in the United States. I think they're behind on a lot of this. I talk to people who say personally that United States, it's these farmer people who are all behind. You know, and I've talked to other people who considers anyone who hasn't left a rural area in his life to be a retard. He must be a retard. And these same people believe religiously in Darwin's theory of evolution. You know. Because that's where they have got all their lives have stemmed from following the simple rules of you know, these people, I notice that whenever you lose power, they leave you. Because these people only follow power. That's their only interest. That's the sad part with these people, these psychopaths. They're very nice to you when you're powerful. But as soon as you lose your power, they treat you like nothing, or worse even. And these people are numerous everywhere. And you probably have some of them in your very close acquaintance. The people you are talking to every day are like these. You know. So this is how it works. We're all in the slavery system. And it's not something you want to know. And there are many ways to forget it and to start believe that you somehow is outside of it. For example, you have the New Age, which tells you that we'll all be saved by this consciousness evolution. And you have some other movement who tells you that you have the rights because you were the original. Like in the United States, you have the Mexican people are actually, in a sense, more native than the Americans, some of them at least, because of the indigenous people in Yucatan and so on, the Maya, etc., who lived there before Columbus and the Spaniards came, and before the Irish and the Europeans emigrated to America and formed the United States of America. So in a sense, they are the real native race with the rights to live in America. But this is just a con game. And this is what they don't want to look at because it doesn't make them happy. It's a big con game because you don't own anything in America and no one does. And it's all owned by the bankers. And even those who have property in America are taxed for it, which means that they don't own it. It's rented, really. It's a kind of rent system, since you need to pay to be able to keep something that you already bought. And so it's kind of a con game, everything. And this word con is interesting. I watched a deck of cards for children where they had all these individuals who had special abilities. Exactly what you would expect that you could actually create with genetics, you know. So, and this is what the children are fed today, because it won't be science fiction when they grown up. But the game, the stack of cards was called Konami. Konami, which is a interesting word. Con, which is to con, the con artist. And ami is obviously a friend, right? Isn't it the French word for friend? So con ami is it's not a real friend, it's someone who will believe that he's your friend. He will make you believe that you have a friend, but you will just be conned by it. You see? And then you have these genetically enhanced human beings on the deck, everywhere. You also had individuals that could create storms or earthquakes or all of these things. Just like the masters of this world can create today with weather modifications, weapons, and harp, etc. Konami, they like to put it in your face to make sure that you, if you have any brain cells left, you will understand. Because then they can say to themselves that the people out there, the masses, they are really not human beings because they can't see a simple truth, you see. That's what they can say then. They can't say that if they fool you, if they hide the truth. But if they put it in plain sight and you still can't see it, they can say with some amount of legality that you're not human, you're an animal. You know, and they have the right to treat you like an animal, feed on you, use you, slaughter you when the time comes, and eat you if they want to. This podcast is available at matterik.com, and it's spelled MATTERIK.com. The most terrible truths, because this is a Pandora's box that you're opening, is the vaccinations, and that these actually are designed to damage the brain of the children, and that's why we have so much autism and other neurological diseases. If you look on the children of today, it's not just autism. There are loads of other neurological diseases. And not just neurological. You also have people who don't know basic calculations or basic math and so on. Who cannot learn it. Learning disorders. Everywhere. And this is not happening by chance. This is done by the pharmaceutical industry. And it's done in order to bring in, because they have no need for people anymore. In fact, they want to create a new race, the post-human race. This is actually talked about in Kalaman's, one of his articles on the fifth night. He does talk about the new man to come, which will emerge during the universal cycle. And a lot of people who follow the Mayan calendar movement believe that if they do their Gaia meditation or whatever, they will be this new man to come. But the real truth is obviously that this new man to come will be created genetically, and it will be hybrids of all different types. Human beings with that can breathe underwater, maybe even fly. You can probably create birds with human brains, or partly human brains, you know, to increase their intelligence. And all kinds of, you know, fishes and that are have human genes in them. And sheep, cattle, and maybe even insects, who knows, if they might be able to. Insects, I don't think you can make them giant. Because I think there is it's a problem of gravitation there. That the whole structure of an insect, I don't think it works. You see, I think it's against the laws of nature. But I mean, you have reptiles, and you have, and they can create all of these new races. And when they do, they don't want people complaining. So that's why they are inoculating the children with diseases to make sure that when it happens, they will all be totally dependent on the system, so that they won't be able to complain. In fact, they could be killed off if they do complain about it. But it's all put into a religion, and people choose to believe in it, because the truth is too terrible. No one would be like to be conscious of the truth. That's how bad it is. At least no one normal person would like to be conscious of the truth. But it can make you, it can free you from a lot of virtual enslavement, because our spirits are enslaved by lies. And when you see the truth, it kind of makes you come alive. And you get a new energy in you. It's almost as if you're no longer part of the group that you used to belong with. And you've changed permanently. And you can no longer be held accountable by them, because you don't belong to them on a moral, you know. Once you know the truth, you also know that this system that we live in is just tyranny. It is hell, you know. And so you no longer feel you want to protect it and keep it going. And that's the difference, really, because everyone who doesn't know the truth will try to put this system, to keep this system, to guard the system from destruction. Because they believe it's good. What they don't know is that this system is responsible for killing you. And not just you, but your children and everyone else. And not just killing you, you see, because it's a slavery system of not just your generation, but your future generation. So your soul is killed. Also, actually, your soul is killed. Because when you choose to not think and not be aware of this information, you fall back into a ghost-like existence that most people live in, of a total apathy. People can find some peace in their belief that this is going to solve itself in the end. If it doesn't solve itself, they know that they won't like to be around anyway. So they want to die. You know, these New Agers generally are New Agers because they would like to be dead if it's not true. So they have already died, you know. They're walking dead people. Their bodies haven't stopped functioning yet. That's the only thing left in them. Their mind has died. It has chosen to go into denial and hope for a future that doesn't exist. So they guided to see that this is the only solution, the New Age. And that's done on purpose, because they're given this religion as the solution by the same people who are behind the monetary system. You can see this with the Club of Budapest. And the futurist societies and so on. And the Lucid Trust and the Aquarius, AAC, I think, the United Nations Aquarius Fund. Who give you this religion as a solution, and you're not just given it by them, you're given it in every conspiracy movie out there. The Esoteric Agenda, David Icke, Michael Tesorian, they're all feeding you the perennial religion as the solution to your situation, to slavery. When you wake up to the fact, which they are actually trying to bring about, your awakening into the New World Order, you see. The New World Order is an open slavery. We lived in a system where there have been democracy, but really democracy has never existed. But to the public, they have believed that they've been living in a democracy. So they need to be brought into this new system, which is totalitarian. It is an open dictatorial system by a benevolent dictator, and not benevolent to the people really, because what is coming is a kind of Egyptian pharaoh existence, you know, it's basically that kind of system that is the New World Order is, where the people who rule this world will be the ultimate gods, with dominion over everything that flies, swims, and walks on the earth, and the earth itself, just as it says in the Bible, the gene of Isis. And a lot of people say, well, that's terrible, I don't want to be aware of that. I don't want to think about that, I want to think about something positive. And then they go into the perennial religion, the New Age movement. And this is done, they are programmed to have this thought pattern through these movies, subconsciously programmed. If you look at the esoteric agenda, first they show you, traumatize you with the kind of prison planet that we're really living in. And then they come out with a New Age as a solution. So you're programmed into religions by these movies. In the case of Alex Jones, he's kind of programmed you instead into the religion of the Founding Fathers, which really doesn't exist because they were also Masons working for centralized global control of the world, just like Marx, you know, and the others. So they're all giving you the solution, you know. And in the case of Alex Jones, he's obviously catering to the Patriot movement and to the Patriots that have existed, because America has for generations been a warring nation, a nation at war for freedom. And it's a strong religion. Many people have died, or, you know, are veterans, sacrificed their leg or whatever for this fight, and they're not willing to give up their patriotism, and so they are giving their leaders so that they can be traumatized and conditioned also by someone. But they all they're all programmed into this New World Order, which is the slavery system. And they won't be put in camps, you know. That's what they're afraid of. What will really happen is they're already in a camp. They're in the camp of the monetary system, you know. And that's just the way it is. So the real system has always been there, behind the scene. In the 1970s, many people believed that they were living in a democracy. But this was a period of progress when it was needed to have people working, because I think they were still perfecting their plan. And some people say, well, that's not true. That's not true what you say. You know, these are just people who want to demoralize you or put you in a state of fear and incapacitate you. And then they tell you some New Age stuff as the solution. But this New Age stuff is brought to you by the same people. Generally, these New Age solutions, so to speak, are passivity. You don't do anything because it all comes to you. Now, even Ayan Lungo says this, you know, just go with the flow and so on. And in fact, there isn't much you can do today except slave in the system. There isn't much you can do. It's total. It's so total that you couldn't, for example, move out into the forest. If you did, you would be lucky if you ended up in prison, if you moved out into the forest today. You'd probably end up in a mental hospital, you know. I think that's where they would put people who... Because today, animals have the same rights as human beings. So if you kill an animal, you're committing such an inhuman crime to humanity that you must be mentally ill. This is how the legal argument would go. Even though they don't have to put this in the news, but that's actually, if you look carefully at the legal system around this in Sweden, the protection of the wildlife and the punishment for killing an animal without hunting rights has to do with that the animal is protected by certain laws and by harming that animal you are and since the animal has rights you are basically committing a crime then, you know. That is not just any crime, because you have theft, which is a crime. But when you go into crimes like murder or rape and so on, you enter the field of where people are looked upon as insane. Animals are starting to have the same rights as human beings now. So the same kind of thinking is getting involved there. So, you know, you wouldn't be able to live outside of the system on food. You know, that's just the way it is. What would be necessary for that would be that we had a real chaos. You know, if we got a kind of chaos where the people in the cities started to starve to death and we saw cannibalism and so on, then obviously you could move out and probably maybe there. But as this is coming down, and we see this even in the Swedish news, they are reorganizing the military in Sweden. First they actually destroyed or eliminated a lot of the military. But now they're building it up in a new way, and it will be used for other purposes, not to fight Russia or anything like that, but it will be used for security, control, maintenance and of the system, you know. And that basically means that we're getting the same kind of military that the United States is getting, a military turned on the public, used in these so-called natural disasters like the Carina hurricane, I think it was, you know, and also used like in this polygamist sect, you know, that weren't vaccinated their kids. What a crime. So that's what's coming. A totalitarian system with a benevolent dictator You know, that's what's coming. And you see this even clearer when you go into the New Age religions, because you notice what you're fed, that you're fed lies. And when you understand, so actually by understanding that, you also understand that the people behind these religions are using it as a kind of psychological warfare. It's actually a way to dumb you down or lead you to your prison, to your next prison, the New World Order. And you will be allowed to be a slave in this system, and that you should be grateful for that and be happy for as long as they accept you as a slave in the system. And then when you die, you are killed, you should be grateful for that you were allowed to live so long. This is the kind of morality that is coming. And the children will sterilize themselves to save Mother Earth. And, you know, it's hell. We're living in hell. And you can't find the enemy, because they will always have a front person to catch those who do notice anything and who do attack. They would never put themselves in the front row, you know. That's just the way it is. You don't do that. You're not that stupid. If you're controlling this world, you know that you always need to have a goalie, someone who can take the heat. And it's interesting how Alan Watt at cuttingthroughthematrix.com have always said that Hillary Clinton was groomed for being the next leader. And there is no chance that, you know, that she would just, you know, this has been planned for ages, or for decades at least. And Hillary Clinton today, I think, resigned from president candidate, but in the same time she will become vice president. And when we know that the number two is always more important, like Dick Cheney is much more important than Bush. Bush doesn't have a brain almost, you know, but Dick Cheney does. And the number two is not elected; he is the dictator, the one who can force his way. He's a more important person, because if you are elected, then, you know, you need to have the support of the people. Even Bush needed that, you know. But in that sense, you had these two bonesmen, so you didn't have a choice there. But in this case, you know, Hillary Clinton will never have to claim that she is elected for the presidency. And Hillary Clinton is Hillary Rodham Clinton. Hill is obviously the mountain, the pyramid. R is Ra backwards. And Y is the Y of masonry, the male. And this comes from Alan Watt at Cutting Through the Matrix. Rodham. Rod is the rod and the staff, you know, that the Pharaoh has. Ham stands for the Hamites, the Egyptians. Hamites. Old pharaohs. And Clinton, well, I guess it's just, it wasn't her original name, you know. She was given that when she married this other guy, so guess you have to look on her original name to check how the truths are about that. But she will be vice president, and she will, even if she wouldn't be vice president, she can still rule, you know, because they don't really care. You can just put her somewhere else, in the United Nations or whatever, you know, or the World Bank, you know, like Wolfowitz. You can move these people around, have them anywhere. So they don't fall down, they fall up. And the people who don't accept them fall down, because it's always the people who are to blame. This is what the system is telling us, and it's a depressing truth to understand how this system is done, and that there is no way out of it. There is only one way to go, and that's either the only way you can go is into becoming a wage slave. That's the only way, you know, the only legal way, at least, you can go. It was designed that way to make sure, because they don't want people who live independently of this system. So they make it really tough for anyone who wants to start his own business and be independent. So that's how it is. And this is all done on purpose, you know. So that's how it is. And there's nothing you can do about it. Just like the slaves in Egypt, they couldn't do anything more than believe in their reincarnation, the religion they were given, that would make them more efficient slaves, because then they would die willingly. You see? And we're given the same religion today, and that should make you wonder what they're planning. And they're planning open slavery, and for that they need the belief in reincarnation to make the people work efficiently. And they need to dumb them down as well. And that can be done through drugs and through fluoride and vaccination, through the pharmaceutical industry and everything. Anyone who complains can be put on antidepressants and so on. So they can deal with the people. The older people just die off, and as soon as they get into the elderly care, they are put on antidepressants, often many different antidepressants at the same time. Or not just antidepressants, but central nervous system stimuli and so on. So they're basically drug addicts before they die, you know. Just like in Orwell's 1984. It's interesting that Orwell, in this book, or in this movie, his teeth are rotting, you know. They rot his teeth, and that's exactly what you get when you eat, when you take drugs. Your teeth actually rot, because you don't get saliva production. So maybe they had that worked out. Well, then if you listen to Aldous Huxley, you notice it, you know. And they say to him, if you are a man, you are the last man. And that's what Orwell wanted to call it. He wanted to call it the last European man. You know, but they called it 1984. Well, this is the truth. And it's not pleasant, it's not going to solve anything. But maybe it's good to know the truth. My quest has, to a large degree, been a search for truth. And when I found it, I understood why I never saw it. Because you don't want to be aware of this kind of stuff. It is hell. And when you're living in hell, you would rather believe that you're living in heaven until you died. That's it for now. Bye.